Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Brian, thank you very much. And it's going to be too cold to go anywhere tonight, which is good news because it's World Cup semi-final day. Messi versus Modric, Argentina versus Croatia in the first semi-final, underway at 7 o'clock this evening. The two iconic captains face one last chance to finally reach their peak of football and lift that famous trophy before they retire. High stakes indeed. And previewing the action for us is sports writer with the 42.ie, Gavin Cooney. Good morning, Gavin.
Hey Claire, how are things?
Good, thanks very much for joining us. This is a big one, Argentina versus Croatia, the real heavyweights of football, as I was saying. How do you see this one going?
Well, I mean, every single one of my predictions on your show has been wrong so far. So this comes with a bit of a health warning. But, you know, I mean, so Croatia, like Argentina, have battled through the semi-finals. I think they were expecting to face Brazil because Croatia shocked Brazil in the quarterfinals. We were watching it in the media centre before Argentina's win against Netherlands on Friday. A lot of Argentinian journalists burst out into celebration when Brazil got knocked out. I think that's partly because of the rivalry between the two countries, but also partly, I think, because they see Croatia as an easier opponent, but they should be warned not to underestimate them. Croatia, in many ways, will be very difficult for Argentina. Croatia, a remarkable story, really, a country of 4 million people, now into a third World Cup semi-final since 1998. And they're the great survivors of international football. They're never beaten. There's an amazing stat that they haven't won a game, a knockout game at a tournament in normal time within the 90 minutes since 1998. And yet, they've been to one World Cup final, and they stand one game from going to another. They win, if not in extra time, on penalties. And where Croatia, the great survivors, Argentina look quite brittle. I mean, there's just such a kind of hysteria of emotion around them. They don't always give the impression that they're dealing with it. They sometimes remind me of like a character from a Jane Austen novel who'll go to bed with an excess of feeling. That's the kind of nature of Argentina. So it remains to be seen if they can handle the pressure of being favourites and the pressure that the crowd will put on them to triumph tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I always think about the 40,000 fans who are there from Argentina to watch them, you know, the huge inflation problem that they have at home, which is being ignored until, as the government says, we win the World Cup. I mean, this is monumental for them, and they're facing Croatia. Was it you who described Croatia as being horrible opponents?
Yeah, quite possibly, because they are. I mean, they defend very, very well, obviously, but they have in the midfield, obviously, Modric, and also in Brozovic and Kovacic. They have probably the best midfield in the competition. So they will, you know, they defend very well when they have to, but they have the midfield quality to hog the ball and not let Argentina close to it. And it's just, you know, they're always underdogs. I mean, that was what the Croatian manager was leaning into yesterday, talking about how all the pressure is on Argentina, and Argentina will feel that pressure. Like, I mean, it's kind of almost like a religious experience out here for the Argentinian fans when they bow in supplication at Lionel Messi's feet. So, I mean, you know, can Argentina deal with that kind of pressure, I think, is probably one of the main strands and talking points going into this semi-final tonight.
Yes, yeah, so you'll have one side bowing at the feet of Messi and the other side bowing at the feet of Modric, because this really is the meeting of two titans who are hoping to take away this World Cup at the end of their careers.
Oh, yeah, completely. You know, one of the main themes of this World Cup has been kind of the twilight of the gods. You know, all these great players who are stepping away from the global stage for the final time. Cristiano Ronaldo did so in tears and alone down the tunnel after being knocked out to Morocco. We've got Lewandowski, we've got others, but Modric and Messi have been the two who have performed brilliantly. You know, they're two of the best performing players at this World Cup. You know, one of them will ultimately retire without winning the World Cup. Potentially both of them will, but both of them would deserve to win it.
It's going to be an exciting night. There's no doubt you're going to be there, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow, and you'll be reviewing the game tonight. But we're also looking ahead to the second semi-final tomorrow between France and Morocco.
Yeah, I mean, again, Morocco, the story of this tournament, and just the number of fans that they're going to have here and the atmosphere they're going to create at the Al Bayt Stadium tomorrow is going to be electric. There's the Moroccan National Airline has put on an additional 30 flights from Marrakesh to Doha to get fans out here. So, you know, there'll be tens of thousands of Moroccan fans on the ground. They'll vastly outnumber the French side in the ground. And look, I've written Morocco off at every hurdle so far, Claire, and I've been completely wrong. So I'm going to do it again. I think France will probably win it, but I'll probably be wrong.
We'll have to wait and see. There's another story I wanted to ask you about as well. This news from Iran that the footballer Amir Nasir Azadani is facing execution in his own country in Iran after campaigning for women's rights and basic freedom in the country. Now, this has been condemned by the body representing professional footballers. What is happening there? What have you heard?
Yeah, it's quite horrifying, really. I mean, I only learned of it through that body, FIFPro, last night, who called it shocking and sickening and called for his punishment to be reversed. But Amir Nasir Azadani is a footballer. He's played domestically in Iran, and I think he might have played with the underage national team as well. But he has spoken up, like many Iranian footballers and like so many Iranian people, in support of women's rights there and against the regime. And he has been sentenced to death for speaking out against the regime. At the Iran have executed two protesters thus far, and Amir Nasir Azadani is apparently going to meet the same horrifying fate. And it just goes to accentuate just how brave everyone in Iran has been in speaking out against the regime, which obviously includes the national team that played at this World Cup earlier on in the tournament when they refused to sing the national anthem against England.
Yeah, and I think we all watched and wondered, you know, what fate awaited them when they refused to sing along. And the other issue I wanted to ask you about was this the death of Grant Wall, the American journalist, at the weekend. Now, you were in the press box when he took ill and he later died. There were tributes from all across the sporting world. He was a world-renowned journalist, but he had taken a stance on human rights, hadn't he?
Yeah, he had been. He had worn a rainbow-coloured T-shirt into a game involving the United States earlier on in the tournament, and had been detained by security for about 20 or 25 minutes before being allowed in. Just a kind of an unspeakable tragedy, really. I mean, it was during the extra time of Netherlands against Argentina. We noticed a commotion in the press box, and we weren't initially quite sure what had happened. And then I looked to the left, and I saw the face of a journalist who was sitting beside him, and you instantly knew that something profoundly serious had happened. He continued to get treatment during extra time and penalties. Like, it's such an uneasy scene, really, and it's quite difficult to even think back about it, you know, because the game continued on, and you know, the penalty shootout took place to our left, and every time we looked at the penalty shootout, you could see just out with the corner of your eye that he was continuing to receive treatment by the paramedics in the press box before he was taken away. So, you know, I didn't know him personally, but I would have known his work. You know, he was synonymous with football in America. I think it's testament to his work and his character that he could become synonymous with the sport as big as football in a country as big as America. And that was Grant Wall, and it was just such a huge loss and such a tragedy. And I think that, you know, I just, God help his family and his friends.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk to you tomorrow, Gavin, as I said, before the second semi-final, but we're all looking forward to tonight. It's on at 7 o'clock this evening, and people can watch that on RTE. Enjoy. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, Gavin.
Thanks, Claire.
Now, coming up next, giving the children the gift of a perfect book this Christmas, we'll have the definitive guide for you. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.